from an offensive perspective, is there something that you guys can do to kickstart and get a spark earlier in the game, aside from having more time of possession?
I think we just maybe got to get back to the basics and just keep doing what we're doing. You know, get a little spark. I mean, of course, that gets a little spark with getting in the end zone. But at the end of the day, just keep doing what we're doing, working hard.
How much different do you think this Lions defense is compared to what you saw last year? Because you did play them at the end of last season.
I think they play more aggressive than last year. Their DBs look pretty good. And, you know, just keep doing what we're doing at the end of the day. So,
as a receiver, Roger, what can you guys do better to, I guess, open those windows a little higher for Eli?
I think we just got to, you know, it's all about the technique, getting back to the technique, getting back to the drawing boards, and just keep doing us, to be honest.
Were there throws there that you thought that you could make? And even on the interception, I guess, last week, you tried to wrestle that away. You guys are trying to do everything you can do.
Yeah, I tried to. I thought I actually had the ball under the pile, but can't change what the ref said. So, you know, we're moving on from last week and making sure this week be great.
Were you given any sort of explanation on that play?
Huh?
Were you given any sort of explanation on that play as to why it was ruled an interception?
No, I thought we was going to get the ball back, but they said we don't got the ball. So, I mean, I can't, you know, go yell at the ref or anything. I just went on and sat down. He looks good. He looked like he's improving.
Does the home opener still give you the kind of butterflies and hype and excitement that it would otherwise, or did the loss last week kind of take a lot of the pep out of this team?
No, I think the loss last week didn't take the pep, not one bit. The home opener this week is going to be big, and I'm pumped.